Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hey. Hello. Welcome back to another episode of your favorite podcast, I assume.
It's my second favorite podcast. No, I'm joking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shuffology. We are your shuffologists. We've got Asabi Goodman over there.
Hey, people.
Josh Javette over there. And okay. And
tongue popping.
My name is Gracie Mack. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight or today, wherever you're at. We don't know. We don't control your lives. We wanted you to get physical, people, because we are talking about a workout song.
Yes. Hey. Work it.
And you know, it can be anything. Like a song that pumps you up, song that brings you down, whatever. But whatever you need to get through.
Just, you know, according to the BPM.
It could be.
I only run when being chased. That's
See, now that was what I used to say.
Or when I'm trying to get the sale item in the store. Yeah. In the store?
Obviously, in the store.
Yeah, so in that case, your music would be whatever the rate
I do imagine, you know, in Home Alone, when it has that. When they're running through the airport. Yeah, that's the song that I have in my head.
Every time you're being chased.
I think of the Benny Hill tune.
Yeah,
it's always comical to watch me run.
No.
Right.
So listen, people, we're talking about workout songs. That's it. And we've got our five choices ready to go for you. Stay tuned.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. Good day.
Good day.
So, Josh.
Yes.
Tell me, what are you sweating to?
The oldies.
What are you shedding to?
What am I shredding to? Well, yeah, what am I shredding to? Well, mine is, I guess, very, you know, when I do go to the gym, which is once every 5 years, you know, it's always, I mostly just do membership. So, yeah, we have a new membership. Yeah. When the Fitness First, remember when they used to call you because if you got a discount for referring 20 of your friends?
Oh, right.
I reckon I got called maybe every year for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
And I actually threatened legal action if they didn't delete my information.
They're so aggressive.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Did I get commish? Is that what that is?
That's the whole thing. Yeah. And also the other thing is that they actually stopped it because other people were surrendering their private information. So it actually ended up being a breach of privacy. Even if your friend gave the number, because it's actually not your number to give to begin with.
Yeah, right.
Okay. All right. Next. So, Thank you for the legal ease.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, you know, I do watch How to Get Away with Murder. I am very legally versed in my language. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you, Viola Davis. Mm. All right. So the first, every time I think of working out, I always think of the music video to this song, which is the one that goes, "Call on me, call on me, call on me." And it has that.
Valerie is that song.
Well, in the remix, it's called "Call on Me" by Eric Prydz.
Yes.
And it's always that blonde girl with the thong leotard. And like, it's just like, it's highly sexualized.
Right.
It's like that drill bit version of "Get My Satisfaction." we'll push me and then go. That's a flop, by the way. That's my flop.
Okay.
I'm calling it already. I hate that song.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Jesus. Anyway, I'll go back. I'll get back to it. I digress.
People need stability in these times.
I know. In this economy.
That's right. Stay on track.
Exactly. So that's my first choice. I think it came out like 2004, 2005, that remix. Mm-hmm. The Rise of Ministry of Sound, if you will.
Oh, love.
Which leads into my second choice. Mm-hmm. So Ministry of Sound, Sessions 4. If you were 18 around my time, Sessions 4 had some real big bangers. One of them being bum, 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 Destination Unknown, Known, Known. Yes. That one, it also had, the one that I've chosen for working out, it goes, Uptown, downtown, turn the beat around town, be bopping, be dropping. There's no stopping to the sound of the New York City beat, 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 beat. And that was, yeah, that was my, that, that's a workout song. So yeah, Sessions 4, actually, I would still work out to Sessions 4 this day, I reckon, if I went to the gym. So that's my second choice.
Beautiful.
So
beautiful.
We started
it
with some EDM, like, you know, some clubhouse, some pumpies. Now, the next one, yes, excited to talk about this. So if there's no little secret, there's no little secret. There's no secret that I love girl bands. Yes. Love girl bands. And I talk so highly of a girl band who are the biggest girl band in the world right now.
Yeah.
Called Little Mix. It is.
You got to commit.
This is why Asabi never gets to be in charge of the board.
I'm so glad to know that someone is worse at it than me. So it's like, now, Little Mix, just all four of them are terrific singers. They put on a show. I've seen them live. They can dance. Like, they do everything. They do everything that a girl band should, basically. Anyway, they brought out their latest album, or their most recent album, I should say, was called LM5 because they didn't know what to call the name for their album, so they called it LM5. I'm like, that's great. That's really, really good. Now, to me, as a musician, this is their most experimental album because they didn't go down the normal bubblegum pop girl band thing. They experimented with different trap sounds and hip hop beats and samples and all this kind of stuff. Anyway, they have a song on there called Joan of Arc. Okay. It's this real big, it's like their big female empowerment sort of song. The chorus is like, it just starts with like this bass riff that's just, and so this album in itself was very much like a vocal production with beats behind it, so it was this whole different genre really in its own way. And the Joan of Arc, it's all like, you know, I don't need a man, like all that kind of stuff, and they say I put my own rock on my hand, all that kind of stuff.
Joan of Arc was all about,
and yeah, exactly. Well, and the pre-chorus goes, man, I feel like Cleopatra, Joan of Arc, Queen of Hearts. Like, it's just about, like, referencing, like, all the, you know, the big female figures and icons. And it's really, really cool because it starts with like this vocal, you know, beats production, then goes R&B, and then it goes like into like a, so that's why I like that they've experimented and gone and when you listen to it, and I can't wait for you to hear the song, because they really do separate the sections, like every section has its own sort of vibe, and I really, really dig that. So you get into it, Joan of Arc, Little Mix, love
Little
them
Mix.
Yeah, get into Little Mix.
Right.
Also, Woman Like Me is a great song too. By the way, just side note, same album,
just same.
That can be an honorable mention. Done. All right. And also, I think this is
all done in one.
Exactly, guys. I'm doing so much better with my sections now.
You are so proud.
So good.
Now, next one. Now, this is for this year. I'm giving this song a shout out, and also Dua Lipa. Someone needs to give this woman her flowers because she has nailed her album release this year. Fusion Nostalgia is a certified bop from the beginning to the end of the album.
Oh, I need to hear it.
70s, 80s, synth, dance, 90s. Like, they got R&B sections. Like, it's just so good. Yep. And I love it. It reminds me of Confessions on a Dance Floor by Madonna, where it just feels like it's a DJ track from the first right through, like,
all
a DJ
the way to
set
the end. Yeah,
right through
yeah.
to the end. Yeah. I love a solid concept like that. So the song I've chosen is Physical. Not to be confused with Olivia. Yeah, physical, Olivia. So this one is the one that goes on, all night I ride over you, I go, let's get physical. Like, that's the one. And they actually have like the video, and then they have done a workout video, like version of the video, where it's like this, like, it looks like an 80s like VHS sort of situation,
nice.
But like looks, but could be like on a Mortal Kombat like arcade game, like it's really, really cool. But like, that song is just really, really well written. It's like, that whole album is well written, but this song, like Don't Start Now, which is just a certified killer banger. Physical, just like, it's a bit darker, it's a bit sexier, I would say, and she's sexy too.
She used to be a model.
She used to be a model, and she's of Albanian descent. She just has like this beautiful,
beautiful
face. Just such an angelic person. I don't know where that accent came from, but it's like,
you probably know, Josh, because you're so well versed in these things. I get the impression with Dua Lipa, I've started to form this opinion that is not at all validated, so maybe you can validate
it. No, please give it, because I'll definitely...
That I feel, I was like, is she just a face? Like, does she... That's what it seems like to me, like a face and a voice.
Sure. And
her voice isn't amazing, but it's she carries it.
Yes.
Yeah. And she's got this insane production team behind her.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Just to say, like, I just gave Grace, like, big finger clicks, like, in a...
Huge clicks.
Because I have this exact same opinion.
Yeah.
So... When I say give her flowers, like, for what they've done, she like, it's real, like, think about Britney Spears. Mm. When, in the early parts of her career, it was all team.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she is not the best singer in the world.
No.
Mm. She can dance.
Yep. Yeah.
She is the conduit.
She's hot.
She was the face, you know what I mean? Like, it would not have, you know, and Asabi said that she's like, no, I don't, she doesn't think that Britney Spears is a great singer or anything like that, but she knows that she's successful because she's like, you know, she has the platform, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's what I see. And the way that they've marketed Dua Lipa is definitely towards like the whole like gay club scene sort of thing.
Totally. Well,
like,
sort of girl power as well.
Girl power, but in the way that like, because the main market for Dua Lipa is gay men.
Yeah.
Similar to Kylie, I call her like a Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
Where the entire career has really been built toward, like, this is your niche, go for it. You know what I mean? This is what's going to give you your timelessness.
Yeah.
Is if the gay community never stops supporting you.
Yeah, sort
of thing. So yeah, I think that's a really fair statement to make, Grace, because I have the exact same sentiment. Because the thing is, like, think about when we talked about Lady Gaga a few weeks ago. Gaga, like, I'm convinced that she knows every single part of her packages and concepts and music from the top to the bottom.
Yeah.
I feel like Dua is like, she's aware of what's going on. She knows how to deliver this content, but she's not like, it's that it's missing for me, just maybe it might just be me and what I look for in art and things like that. But it's that slight little thing of, it's a little bit soulless, just that tiny bit soulless.
Not, she's not really involved.
I'm waiting for the third album if she writes it, or like, you know, all that kind of stuff.
And there's a lot of pop artists that went through that, you know, they're picked out because they have the look or the, you know, that X factor or whatever.
Oh,
and then they're just sort of used to bring the package to fruition.
Yes.
And you know, but some of them actually want to step out. Like Christina Aguilera, she was one of those.
Well, she was signed to compete with Britney.
Yeah,
you know, because that label wanted their young blonde pop girl.
Yep. And they didn't want her. They didn't want the soul that Christina has, and that's why she just kind of went out and did Stripped, where she worked with Linda Perry. Wrote everything on her own.
So Linda Perry was the lead singer of Four Non Blondes.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, that whole album, that Stripped album, was 180 degrees different.
Oh, the complete opposite
anything
direction.
Anything that she had released before.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, Christina recorded two versions of her album. So she had already had one version, and they were like, it's too R&B. We need it to be a bit more pop.
Poppy,
And so that's why they changed. So when you listen to, so sometimes, like, it's really interesting because I have the original album before it was re-released. So
listening party at Josh's house.
I know, right? And so the What a Girl Wants that's on that album is not the What a Girl Wants that we know. The Common Over that's on the original album release is not the Common Over that we know now.
That is so interesting because I always wondered why this Coming Over that I originally heard, and I've always tried to find it and I could never find it. And I was like, it definitely sounded different. I couldn't, and I didn't know why.
The original Coming Over is actually way more poppier, I will say.
Mm.
So they were originally going for like the, I guess the bubblegum pop thing, realized that R&B was really still strong. So that's why they like released Junior Bottle with that sick hip hop beat.
What a Girl Wants. A voice for,
how do you market? And that was the biggest problem that the label had after they signed her, was like, how do we like do this little blonde girl that sings like Aretha Franklin?
Yeah.
Like, how do we market this to the everyday, the girl next door? Mm. And so they had to hold it.
Release it.
Exactly. But to compete with the Britney Spears thing, they had to strip back
strict.
Or they had to stifle her in so many ways, this sort of thing. But then, she wanted to play the end because she knew that was going to get her foot in the door as well. Anyway, I digress.
Anyway, I totally derailed that, but thank you for clearing that.
No, it's all good. We did well last episode. We didn't derail too much. So we had one.
We had one in us.
Exactly. And then my last choice, this is a Glee cover, actually.
Yay.
And you know, Glee, like, say what you will, they do some sick mashups, y'all.
Blame it on the alcohol.
Yes. On the walking on Halo, walking on sunshine, all that kind of stuff. Usher's Confessions with It's My Life by John Bon Jovi. Like, I love all that kind of stuff.
The
pageantry of it all. But this one, this is probably, like, for me, in my opinion, their most solid mashup that they've ever done because it's just so good. And it's when they did Thriller mixed with Yeah, Yeah, Yeah's Heads Will Roll.
Yeah.
And just from Naya Rivera, rest in peace.
R.I.P. Naya.
Just sings the hell out of after the heads sort of thing and really good.
That's a really good mashup.
Dance till you're dead and then it's close to midnight. Like, just so good.
Yeah, it was good.
Because it was supposed to be the halftime entertainment for the football match and they made the football team dress up as zombies to perform
as you do
and that kind of stuff for team morale.
Just classic high school.
Classic high school.
American high school all of the time.
And yeah, they're my choices, so that's what I'm working out to, guys.
Beautiful.
And thank you for digressing with me.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. We go down so many roads if we allowed it.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening, everyone. We're going to be back next with Asabi Goodman.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
And we're back again.
Yeah, girl.
Like Alyssa Edwards.
What?
again.
I can't tongue pop.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, guys, I don't know how you're feeling, but I am exhausted after that workout, I have to say.
Sweating to the oldies.
Oh, that's right. I was pushing and gushing with sweat.
Ew.
I have to say.
You don't have the terms down.
Yeah, just like, exactly.
I had many reps, many repertoires.
So I auditioned for the role of quarterback the other day.
Nice. Very good.
And rehearsed for the team is next week. Oh my gosh. Well, we've been talking about songs that we work out to or like to think that we work out to. So I've given you a great smorgasbord of music and right now we're gonna go do some reps with Asabi. So
oh my goodness. Hi.
Please let us know, what are you sweating out
All right, so I used to run. And in order for me to get through a run, I always felt that I needed to be not necessarily angry, but some of my music was a little kind of like, yeah, you know, kind of like get you pumped up.
Get you pumped up, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. So my first track is Around the World by Daft Punk.
Around the world. Yeah.
But this is my warm up. This is kind of like the warm up, you know. Like
raising the heartbeat a little bit.
Yeah, you know, you walk a little bit, you do some squats, you might do a couple burpees, whatever, you know. So you're just kind of like.
Burpees are the getting, game, Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, you warm up with burpees.
Yeah.
You're
crazy.
I know.
Well, I'm not going to. The gym with you,
I don't anymore. This was like back in the day, like last year. I have not done a burpee since January. Thank you very much. So this was off their debut album Homework back in 1997. Mm-hmm. And I actually used to like party to this song because, you know, 90s girl party. But I love it as a workout song because it's very rhythmic and it's a steady rhythm. So I really look for those steady kind of, you know, rhythm. Like, and like lyric wise, it's really easy. So I'm not tempted to really sing because I used to be that person that would like get on the row machine and then I would sing Beyonce, you know, because I was that fit. I haven't been that way in a year. Fun fact about this song. So the only lyrics in the song are around the world, which they say 144 times.
Good for them.
Oh yeah, God. Right? So good, so good. So this was a club hit around the world, and we all know Daft Punk. Daft Punk. Are,
Daft.
Yeah. Daft, yeah. Yes, Daft Punk. Nobody
I
knows
told you that I jumped over the fence to watch them, right?
Oh, no.
At the River Stage, yeah.
Did you?
Oh. Yeah, back in 2007, yeah. Oh. Me and my friend, we jumped the fence because we couldn't get a ticket.
Nice.
Nor could we afford one at 18 years old.
Yeah, well, right.
And yeah, went and saw, I think I just danced most of the time because they wear masks. So
yeah, yeah, you can't
It could have been
them.
Anyone up there, actually.
It's like watching the Chemical Brothers, right? It's like I've seen the Chemical and they just it's basically two dudes behind a couple of desks and that's it and that's all they're doing, you know, whatever. So anyway, this was, you know, like it was just a couple of guys with a talk box just like mixing beats and going around the world, that's all they do. Probably because they're French and they don't speak English. I don't know. Maybe they do speak English. Anyway, that's my...
Are they French?
They are French.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Mm. And they've worked with Nile Rodgers quite a bit.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Pharrell's another big one that they've collaborated with.
Yeah, Pharrell.
Kanye West.
Kanye. Mm. Anyway, so that's my warm-up song. So continuing, and once I start to get the heart pumping a little bit more, I start to play Pump Up the Volume. So this is when I'm like, you know, starting my slow run.
Mm-hmm.
So Pump Up the Volume by Mars. Which Mars was just kind of a collective brought together, two bands that came together to pretty much put one song out. This is the only song that they ever put out, and that was it. And that's all they wanted to do. They were just like, let's just put this song out.
You think they had planned some more and then it just didn't go well?
No, I don't think they did. I don't think they did. So they recorded and released the song in 1987, and it was a number one hit around the world. And then that was it, and they were done.
Wow.
And that was that song. And the song is so obscure. Like, it has so many different elements. Like, it's kind of like a couple of DJs. Well, basically, the album, it was a two-side, an A-side and a B-side, and this was the B-side. And both groups kind of sat down, they wrote a song, and then they gave them to each other and said, make it better. And so this was the end result. And so Pump Up the Volume ended up being a massive hit for them.
Yes.
And then that was it, and then they just went back to doing whatever it was they were doing. So this is the song that, you know, after I've kind of like, I'm warm, I'm like, all right, let's start running. And so I'll start running to this. Now when I hit my like stride and I'm going and I'm like, yeah, I really gotta pump it and I gotta run fast, the next song I've chosen is Battle Flag.
Oy.
Yes, by Pigeonhead. And now this one is kind of angry. Like, this would be a great song to box to. It was a great boxing song. The version that I like is the Low Fidelity All Stars remix. And I just like, I don't know. Again, it's a syncopated rhythm, but it's a steady sort of rhythm. Like, it's very repetitive, which is really good with that.
Yeah.
I love.
That's always good for exercising.
Yeah.
American.
The drum and bass elements, because I love club music and I, you know, it really gets my heart rate going. And it's, for whatever reason, this sort of music makes it easier to make it through the workout.
Mm.
So, yeah. So I really. You know, I like the way it breaks down and towards the middle, and then it builds itself back up towards the outro again. Yeah, just this one's one of my favorites. So, beautiful. Battle Flag. Now, the next song, I actually tune it out because I'm still going hard, usually running, and it's, again, it just has a steady rhythm. It's Work Bitch by Britney Spears.
Of course it is.
Yeah, right.
It's got to be in there.
And truth be told, this song was introduced to me when I did this play for the Anywhere Theater Festival. I know you guys are familiar with the Anywhere Theater Festival.
Yep.
And I was playing Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Yes.
And Mary drinks because, so basically the concept of the play was that it's Jesus's birthday. He's invited all of his family over. And, you know, so he's invited Mary. He's invited Joseph, who never says anything. God, of course. Satan is there. So, you know, it's a big party. Judas shows up at some point.
And he's like, you want a Bulgari?
Yeah, right.
You want a hot body? You want a Maserati?
So,
you better work, bitch.
And pray to me. So Mary is kind of ticked off because of, you know, how her life has gone. Like, the fact that she was tricked in, well, air quotes, tricked into becoming pregnant by God and, you know, having to marry Joseph and giving birth. And so, like, her whole life, like, she didn't get to do what she wanted to do. So she just kind of sits there and drinks during the entire show. And then at some point, she just kind of lets it loose and she does this very sexual dance to Work Bitch.
Yes.
This is where I learned to do a slut drop.
You want to live fancy. Live in a big mansion.
And so I like this song. Like, I liked it enough to like, oh, this is a good workout song. So after I've been like going really, really hard with Battle Flag, I just keep going with Work Bitch because I think the lyrics in it all are very inspiring and motivational as well. You want a hot body? You want a Maserati? You want to look good in a bikini?
Yes.
You better work, bitch, right? And so it just keeps me running. Like, yeah, I want that. I want all of that. Yeah. And I was trying to think, you know, like, what is it about this song other than like the simplicity of it and the steady beat of it that I like? Well, it was written, Will.i.am was one of the writers, so.
Yep.
You know, I pretty much love everything his little jingle ass does, so it's a great song. So that kind of really pushes me towards the end of my work. I don't run very long, so like literally 10 to 15 minutes is about as much as I do. So as I've like pushed it so hard, we're coming to the end of Work Bitch. Now it comes to that sort of slow down, like you're starting to slow down, still running, so I'm not cooling down yet, but still, you know, you're coming to that where you've finished your peak and now you're coming back down. And so my last tune is The Middle by DJ Snake featuring Bipolar Sunshine.
The Middle, how does it go?
Not Jimmy Eat World's The Middle.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's really, it's kind of like a trance sort of trip hoppy sort of sound. Okay. So electronic synth again. And then like the chorus is quite soothing, you know, so it's easy to kind of like start to bring your heart rate
down
a little bit. But then there's like a bass drop with every chorus and it just goes right back up and you're like, and it's just kind of a way to keep you going because you're tired at the end of your workout. So you just want to finish off that last kilometer or whatever it is. And so this song kind of helps you do that, but it also starts to bring your heart rate down a little bit. So it's a very peaceful, beautiful song. It's just soothing, and it helps me breathe. So I love it. So those are my five choices.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was way more put together than my set list.
Because these are functional.
Yes. I feel like
I have actually used this workout.
I've just realized that my choices were more for a dance class than that's true. No, that's true. It was just,
Zumba.
I mean, yes, with my dance background and all. But
well,
thank you so much, Asabi.
You're welcome.
I'll do some reps to that tomorrow.
You don't need to do any reps. This is running.
It's back day tomorrow.
Yeah. You know what, Josh? You can even walk to this playlist.
Oh, amazing. Well, no, I am a good walker. Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I don't like running. I've never liked running.
You know,
I used to swim, but I never liked running.
I never liked running, but I saw the results from running.
Yeah, it's the most effective, I got to say.
Yeah.
I just
always feel uncoordinated.
It can really wreak havoc on the body. So when I was younger, I used to run about 5Ks a day. Like I get up at like in the morning.
I hate that when people say that. Like, I went 5K.
Well,
I can't.
I was doing a mini marathon, whatever it is. I was like,
but I mean, it was
a half marathon, yes.
It was more. It was also for my lungs because as an asthmatic, you have to
that's why I went to swimming.
Yeah. So I used to swim as well. I was a competitive swimmer as a kid, and running. So I would play my radio, and then I would sing as I ran. So I didn't run really fast. Like it took me about 45
seconds. Exercise regimen.
But I was doing it to help strengthen my lungs. And so you start off slow, and I mean this is like over time. Like it probably took me about 6 or 7 months before I could run that 5K in half an hour and sing at the same time. So I would just sing while I ran. And that was just good for my lungs, you know.
Really,
I just hate that I don't look graceful like when other people run. Like they look like they're like a gazelle in the forest.
Bitch, have you seen
I look like
I got stubby ass legs. I
and I look like more to the point of when, like, when Kim decided to go for a 10K in a Kathy Freeman running outfit, and then I fall over after as soon as I start. I'll start off with a 10K and then falls over. Yeah.
I always have the fear that I'm going to run into someone I know, just like the worst version of myself, like the reddest I've ever been. Yes. Like that, I have a lot of fear.
So I use treadmills. So I just go to the gym.
I can't get into a treadmill.
Yeah, I don't
like
do
visual
it now.
Stimulation to keep me going to run to that corner. Right.
Well, and this is
otherwise
why,
I can't.
This is like why I had music.
I don't understand. Yeah. You just keep walking and walking, you go nowhere. Anyway,
it's true, but it makes your ass look good.
Yes.
Anyway, so that's my workout song.
Excellent.
List.
Well, we're gonna have a short break, and when we come back, we're gonna find out what Gracie is shredding to. Yes. All right, see you soon.
And we are back, and today on Chefology, we are talking about our favorite songs to get hot and heavy to. When I say hot and heavy, I'm talking about working out. And when I say working out, I mean like at the gym.
Very specific, please.
Yes. So you've heard from myself and the wonderful Josh DeVetta. Now we'd like to find out what Gracie Mack is sweating to.
Uh-huh. So I've done pretty much exactly what you did at Asabi. You inspire me. Aww. Okay. And I just went to my workout playlist. It's called Workout.
Yep.
On the third, and have just gone through and picked out the order that I would listen to them in my workout. So here we go. So when I used to run, I go through phases. I used to run, and yeah, like we said before, I would be like, man, this is so much more effective than anything else I've been trying to do.
But it sucks.
But to get the energy to do it, I have to go through these emotional phases of being really energized.
Yep.
So I have not been really energized lately. But when I would start a run, I would start with this song called Good Lava by Esperanza Spalding.
Oh, I love Esperanza.
Yeah. So this song, it starts with this kind of like orchestral, sort of sounds like an orchestra warming up, that kind of vibe of tuning and everything. And so it's very like ethereal feeling. And I'll like be standing at my gate, kind of getting my headphones in, getting ready. And then this heavy kick drum comes in. And then I start running when she starts singing. And the first line she goes is, "See this pretty girl, watch this pretty girl flow." And I go, "Yes, yes, yes, watch this pretty girl flow, gonna get pretty." Yeah. and that pumps me up.
Yes.
So I gotta start hard for me to like immediately get out. I don't ease in. And so I'm like a very short distance lady. Yeah. Like I do not last long.
500 meters.
Yeah, so I'll do like a big burst out front with this song.
5 meters. It's a leap.
Now, for those of you who don't know, Esperanza Spalding is a bassist and vocalist.
Oh, she's amazing.
She's a freak. She's an absolute freak. Like,
my
parents
have met her.
What, really?
Yeah.
We're the same age as her, Josh.
Are we?
Yeah.
How old are we?
We're 30, 31.
Around that, yes.
And
I'm in the next
so
decade
adorable.
Of my life.
She's like this little tiny woman, this big
she's teeny,
ass bass.
She's teeny and she just pours out creativity. She's amazing.
Mm.
This song is from her very different direction in her career album called Emily's De-Evolution from 2016. And so previous to this, she did a lot of, I guess you could call them jazz adjacent, the whole world of jazz, lots of improvised free sounding stuff.
Wait, you work out to jazz?
No. I have
wait,
done that before.
Is this not a
but
jazz
this,
tune?
This
how
album,
do you find a BPM no. for yourself? I'm just like,
where is the beat? Yeah. But this album is, she uses a lot of like fusion and rock and roll influences. She's
really?
On electric bass for the first time.
Oh,
well,
wow.
That we've seen as fans, you know?
Yeah.
So this album really takes it down different paths. It's very pumpy.
I didn't know this particular song.
This is the opening track from the album as well.
Very cool.
It's really cool. You should check it. The whole album is a very, almost a concept album, the way that they flow together. She does this one song. It's called I Want It All from Willy Wonka, with that kid with the eggs, with the geese laying the eggs.
Yes. Oh, yes,
I
yes,
want
yes.
the world.
Yeah, she does like this real crazy kind of creepy version of it.
Oh
it's,
my God.
It's pretty
I
great.
Want a golden egg
it's
now,
pretty
Daddy.
Great.
Oh,
anyway, she's like, sorry. Give it to me now. And there's all this like crazy orchestration
That's
around it. It's
funny.
Pretty cool. Like she's very creative. So that's my first choice. That's starting me off.
I have a side note about Esperanza Spalding. Oh, yeah. So when she first kind of came onto the scene, you know, I think it's is it the Grammy Awards where they have like a Best New Artist Award?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, she was up for that against Justin fucking Bieber.
Oh,
and
my God.
She won. She was the first jazz artist to ever win
Best New Artist.
Yeah, Best
New Artist.
That
would have been like at least 10 years ago then.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Been a while ago.
And
yeah.
the whatever Bieberites or whatever the fuck they're called, those morons.
The Beliebers.
The Beliebers. Yeah, whatever.
That's
they
so bad now that I think about
went
it.
To town on her Wikipedia page.
Oh, they would have.
Really?
Yeah, they tore her apart. Like,
Jesus.
I think they had to go, like, they kept had to going through and, awful. Yeah, and editing it and I think they might have locked it because I know Wikipedia can lock a page. But yeah, her like Justin Bieber's fans just went to town on her because she beat him for Best New Artist.
Right.
Which was
well-deserved.
Well,
she actually is an artist.
Yeah, she's amazing.
That award is known as the curse.
Why?
Because apparently you win it and then you don't do anything. You don't do very well with your sophomore album. That's the...
Oh, really? Well, yeah.
Did Christina Aguilera win it?
She did win it when... and poor thing. She's doing okay. She's doing all right. But
oh,
yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm.
Stripped it. Stripped him back to basics. Yeah. Did good. But then, yeah.
Yes, but, anyway.
It's been a hard 10 years.
That's my Josh DeVetta digression.
Oh, no. It felt familiar.
Did it?
I felt familiar.
We're like, oh, am I looking at myself?
Yes.
Anyway, back to you, Grace.
My second choice. my second choice is Blow by Beyonce.
Oh.
Beyonce.
Yes.
Such a good tune.
Oh, hold on.
Such a good song.
I can't wait till I get home so you can turn that cherry out.
So good.
That sounds good.
Entire song is about some pussy eating.
It is. But it's all done on a roller skater rink, music video.
I have never seen the video until today. And I was like, holy shit, this song is sexual. Like, I knew it was sexual because I listen to it all the time when I work out. I love it. I love the flow of the song.
What are you doing when you're working out to this song?
You don't need to know. You don't need to know my story. But it's got this.
Are you doing crunches?
It's got this. Yeah, sometimes crunches. Shut up, Asabi.
We're getting a little WAP up in this here in this business.
But this video clip is like it looks awesome as
choreographed by Todd Cole.
Yeah. Yes. And it's in a roller skating rink. Solange features in it. She's got an all female band and female dancers.
Oh,
but the whole thing, like, I got to say, I was like, this is full on Beyonce. We get it. You sexy.
Yes.
And the song's already so heavily dripping with sex in every lyric. And then they're also like insanely grinding to it the whole time. Like, I felt it was a bit heavy handed.
Yes.
But anyway, Sabi, chill out over there.
Oh my God.
And let me tell you about my fucking choices. So
I'm trying to relax.
This song. this is a great mid workout for me. Like, sometimes I might start my workout with this if I want to ease in a little bit, but Blow is an awesome song.
So you hear it, it's like, I love your face.
It starts because it starts gentle. That's what it brings me. And then, ow! So good. It was co-written by quite a few writers on the list.
Is it Pharrell?
Pharrell, Justin Timberlake, yeah. Timbaland, oh, wow. J-Rock, some guy called James Fauntleroy. Do you guys know him?
That does sound familiar.
I don't know, but all of them co-wrote it together.
It's not Nile Rodgers, so Asabi doesn't care.
Yeah, I don't know who it is. Nobody important.
this was set to be released as one of the lead singles from the album. From the self-titled album Beyonce
the
in 2013
surprise drop.
I mean, she's been doing those for a while.
Oh, I know.
Now.
That was the first.
That was the first one.
Yep.
There you go.
You know why I remember? Because. I had a job as the photo taker on the Santa sets at Westfield Shopping Centre.
Good times.
Where people would like sit on Santa's lap, you know. And then it was really funny also to like, because you're allowed to take 6 photos and the parent would choose which one they liked.
Mm.
And it'd be really funny to see mothers be like, oh no, my child looks ugly there, just like that one. I was like, you just called your child ugly. All right. And then I remember I was just on Facebook and someone goes, Beyonce's new album just dropped. I'm like, what?
There's
no release date for this sort of thing. And then it was the first ever visual album. So it was the music video album.
The video came out with
and
the
also
song.
They were so scared about the music leaking. So when they were recording videos for it, they were playing them off an airtight iPod Touch and the music level was minuscule. they had to film it and you could only just hear it because they didn't even want people recording it on their phones.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. That's
so
intense.
Yeah. That so essentially, a lot of the choreographers didn't actually know what the song sounded like. They just had beats to work with.
Whoa. That's crazy. How
I have to check this out. So I haven't seen it. I'm unfamiliar with Blow.
Well, yeah, it's from the 2013
Asabi can't
album.
Help us. So.
She's
gone.
She's out of here. I'm just going to keep Barron.
Yeah, please do it.
Please,
you know, someone, I read someone describe it. I didn't write down who they were, you know, whatever. They described this song as soft focus and disco tinge, which I think is perfect. It's exactly that.
Yeah, yes. That's a great description.
Yeah, And the vocal layers and the style of vocal that Beyoncé uses is very kind of almost ethereal in her approach. It's awesome. And it's also got this disco drive that isn't in your face in that really great disco way. And I've already heard the song is just one big pussy eating theme.
Yeah.
It just is. It just is.
Niggas pull out game week with this wet ass.
Although someone told me that I really need to watch the video for that. I haven't seen it yet.
I don't know if you need to, but it's definitely.
Just do it because you can.
Yeah.
I've heard that. I mean, they've got pretty, some cool there's scenes. There's some wow factor. It's got a wow factor.
It's actually like one of my favorite songs of the year, and I can't wait to put it in one of our Shuffology playlists. When we do our Rapid 2020 playlist.
Oh, yes. Or if we talk about sex, let's talk about sex.
Oh,
baby.
I think our Making Love playlist would definitely be good.
Making
Love. Yes. Well, sorry, next one. I'm not even interviewing
you. Next up. So this is still mid-workout. This is still mid-workout. And I like to get 1970s funk in the middle there.
Yeah.
To keep the drive happening, but keep it in this... not super pumpy area. And so I've got Groove Me by King Floyd.
Yeah.
And it starts, my favorite way to start a function. Groove Me, baby. It starts with a big old, It's great.
Nice.
Hate that sugar dunking. Got to tell me something. I've been needing to say you. So funky.
Nice. Love
so
it.
So good. And I'm already pumped up, you know. So this is just keeping me riding.
Yeah.
This was a crossover hit for King Floyd in 1970. It came out from his self-titled album because it was, where is it? It had four non-consecutive, so I guess it just kept flip-flopping, at number one on the Billboard Soul charts and then also number six on the Billboard Hot 100.
Oh, wow. There
so
you go.
So
he
really cleaned up. Yeah. There's been a couple of covers. The Blues Brothers covered it. In like a weird Jamaican reggae thing. I didn't really like it.
What's the name of the song again?
Groove Me.
Oh, yes. You know it. Yes, I do know it. Yeah, we have performed it.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. The Blues Brothers show. Yeah, 1978, the Blues Brothers covered it.
Yeah.
And then one of the chicks who sung BVs on the original, what is her name? I've got it here. Fern Kinney, interesting name. She also did a cover, like a disco cover of it.
Oh, cool.
And then also John Cleary, who is someone I talked about in our breakup songs episode.
Yes.
He also does a really cool
that
cover.
Episode.
No.
That's that 1 hour and 52 minute chestnuts. Yes.
We really dove deep
we
in
got
that episode.
Gosh.
I haven't
we
listened to it
guy.
Since.
Neither have I.
Yeah. It was like one and done.
So then this is I guess a short workout because only five songs.
Yes.
But then I'm coming to the end and I need something that has like some rhythmic hits in there for me to get into it. And so I've chosen Top of the World, Kimbra.
Oh yeah.
You like Kimbra, don't
I love
you?
A good Kimbra.
Yeah, that's like a third Kimbra choice, I reckon.
I don't know. It's
second.
Definitely my second.
Definitely a second.
And also from the breakup songs I talked about, Kimbra.
Yeah, because it was
and
gold.
And crossovers.
Yeah,
because
I remember
you know,
a sheep or something. That's what I remember.
Well, we were talking about the sheep farm. We talked
the sheep farm.
You wrote it in LA.
I did find.
Did you?
Yes, I did. And it is, it's like somewhere weird, like La Brea or somewhere. Yeah.
Go.
It's like some
go.
Obscure location where
of
there's
course.
A sheep farm.
Of course
and I was
it's
like,
weird.
Why? Why
so
is there
that
a
artists
farm?
Can go there and create.
Well, it's not very big, but I mean,
no,
like
no.
It's
well,
it
she's
is
a,
tiny.
She's just solo, I suppose.
Yeah,
but anyway, so yeah, so this song is Top of the World, Kimbra, and it's like this kind of speaking rap thing that she does for most of the song, and it's super rhythmic. It's really, really cool. Like
a
she's
speaking rap thing.
Well, it's
what
it's
else
not
is rappers
speak,
do?
Not really a rap.
It's
okay.
like
you know?
Richard Harris.
So it's
and
like
Camelot.
Spoken word.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. You know, there's like there's kind of a. I feel that
if you watch the 1960s Camelot, the musical, Richard Harris does it.
Right. Yeah, Richard Harris, perfect example. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rex Harris. is another guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the My Fair Lady dude.
Yes.
Same deal.
That's right. And today, this
so it's like rhythmic speaking.
So it was like when our producer Zane decided to rap that one time.
Shade.
No, I just spoke in what? That was not shade. I was giving him his flowers.
Okay, you can say anything, and if someone says shade, it just ruins the whole thing.
I know, and then I hear the rook in the background. Jesus Christ. Cancel culture is rampant in 2020.
We weren't canceling. I was just saying.
Back to Grace.
I called Shade.
You guys are really riffing all over my playlist.
No, I haven't even started.
I was like, it all started with Cherry Poppin' or whatever.
I will say, side note, Asabi could not stop laughing for a good 5 minutes.
She's still crying.
She's still crying about the cherry pop.
I just had to, you know, I'm a professional. I had to keep going.
Exactly.
Crying
out of everyone, Grace is the professional in this group. And Asabi and I are just like...
So unpolished.
Okay.
Anywho.
Sorry.
So it was, you know, you may remember Kimra, if we can track back here, from my breakup album thing. And P.S., weeping while doing exercise is fucking great cardio. Really good. Okay. Would recommend if you're going through a breakup, but you still got energy.
Oh yeah.
Do some sit ups. Weep while you sit up. It's great.
Can't relate.
Do some deadlifts. And imagine when you drop that barbell, imagine it's falling on his face.
Yeah, totally. Oh, I thought you were going to be more poetic. It was like aggressive. I thought you were going to be like, it's all of your emotional weight shedding.
Oh,
you're,
no,
you're like, no, you're killing
all
him.
You, with a deadlift, you just stand from a squat. So there's really not much to do there. You just stand up. That's all you got to do is stand up.
This song has this like rolling drum track and kind of drone-like vocal. I think it sounds like a voice, but kind of like playing this bass role in a drone-y way underneath her lead vocal on top. And the video clip is really beautifully artistic. It's her in like this very Grecian style outfit amongst four pillars that like are slowly breaking down. And then like the camera's doing this like 360 thing around her, and she's just alone in this, looks like a stadium. And then she's slowly changing outfits like to different black outfits. It's really cool. It's art. What can I say?
I'd take your word for it.
Yeah, good.
Me too.
Now my fifth and final choice. Yay. This is when I'm.
What?
No. As in.
We made it. My fifth and final choice. Now this is at the end of the workout when I'm fucking tired and I still haven't done thighs and ass. I haven't done that bit yet. Right. You know, that's usually what I leave to the end. I leave it to the end because I put on Cardi B.
Yes.
I put on Money.
Yes,
that's important.
This song slaps. It is so. I'm like, all right, we're back in it. Cardi B. She goes, oh, bitch, it's all bad. Can't do the next line. There's a bad word in the next line. My favorite line of this song is where she goes, I got a baby, I need some money, which makes me laugh a lot because it's real.
Well, when you think about
legitimate like, Cardi B.
When you think about it, like Cardi B's music is actually really good. Like
it is
it's that thing of like, I know she's part of the joke. Like she's in on the joke. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because that line, she goes, I got a baby, I need some money. Yeah, I need cheese for my egg, which is fucking gross, but it's good.
I need cheese for my egg.
Does she really have children?
Yeah, she's got a baby. Oh, maybe two. I don't know. She's got two now.
Just one.
Dear God.
I also read a really funny description about this song. Like, it wasn't actually funny. I think the person is trying to be legitimate, like a legitimate reviewer.
Right. Okay.
But they described, they go, this song celebrates financial stability. She's like, I got a baby, I need some money. They don't really get the feel of the song.
And pump.
But if you guys have seen her Grammy performance, it was pretty fucking good.
Yes.
2019, because it starts with that classical pianist, and then she comes, it's so great because the song is really stripped back. Just like a trap beat and very bare piano pretty much. And so she does all this flashy shit at the beginning and then she basically has nothing to play, but she's just like giving it real body and face the whole time at the grand piano in the middle of the stage the whole time.
Does she play piano?
No, it's just somebody else, very talented woman.
Verse that she, when she's decided, when they put her on Bruno Mars's Finesse, I love that verse.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Drop top Bush. I mean, Cardi's, she goes Cardi B, and because it's all that '90s thing, and I just think, like I still like decide. I'm still like on the fence about Cardi B on so many levels.
Because
like there's all these rumors where she's not actually writing her verses.
I could believe that too, yeah. But I don't really know.
Yeah. Who knows?
And that's why Nicki Minaj hates her.
Oh, yeah, because she's like kind of just really stolen her fans, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And I also think that I don't really think she's got that good flow. Like she's kind of sloppy.
Yeah,
she's pretty
sloppy. That's why I think like where I go, look, I appreciate it because I know that she's in on the joke. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I like all the stuff around it, like, but I wouldn't be like she's an awesome rapper.
You know, all that crazy like.
Well, she's like
shenanigans.
I don't like her voice. Like when she talks, like she's very. I feel like her tongue just doesn't need to be there. That makes like
good for
like,
Cardi. Good for Cardi.
Yeah. But I mean, like we were talking about before with internet culture and the rise of social media, like she has completely capitalized on that and nailed it.
Oh, absolutely.
Like that's like a big reason. Bodak
Yellow
so
got Grammy nominated. No, it won. It was like the first ever rap, like female rap song to win a Grammy, basically.
Really?
Yeah, something like that. It was like,
props to her for that.
Exactly. Where I just go, look, something's working.
I think she's a businesswoman.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
And has ridden the wave of this feud that she has with Nicki Minaj, whether it's good or bad press, and she's making it work.
Yeah.
And when I saw her throw a shoe at Nicki Minaj, like, I knew it was all over.
I didn't see that.
Oh my God. Yeah, it happened on a red carpet at one of the award shows.
What?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's great.
Well,
that's the end of my workout, guys.
Oh
my
sweat,
BPM.
Sweat. That was very good, Gracie. Thank you so much.
All right.
So we've heard from our shefologist. We're going to take a short break and then come back with our favorite segment.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Guys, I fucked up. I keep forgetting I have an honorable mention. I really wanted to.
Just say it.
It's Like a Girl, Lizzo.
That's some good workout music.
I felt that was important to mention.
Oh, I would work out to Juice, actually.
Because
I Love You album, or Because You Love Me, is really it is good.
Yeah,
it is good.
Anyway,
and yeah,
sorry,
Juice is a good song.
Very good. Very good.
No, I'm lots not a snack song. At all. Look, baby, I'm the whole damn meal. Yeah. Yes. All right. Anyway, back to my favorites. Back to me. So we're up to my favorite section, and that is. It's a flop. So I don't know what's going to happen during your workout, but if this comes on, just know that I don't like working out to this song. I don't know. I've associated it with like, so my flop personally, I've associated it with like just smelly men.
So you don't like
off.
To go to the gym, hey?
No, I don't. I don't like
I don't
to.
Either. I don't like gym.
The fact that I had to walk here like tonight was already like annoying.
Oh, Jesus. Wait, you had to walk?
No, from my car.
Oh, okay. And it's like parked right outside.
Yeah, exactly. Alrighty, so first person we're going to hear from is Oswami. So what is your flop, girl?
Okay, so I really, like I haven't been to the gym in a couple of weeks and I really should have thought about like some of the nasty, horrific songs that play through because I don't listen to
like
a playlist
like on the TVs
anymore.
And stuff?
I don't use a playlist anymore because I focus more on heavy weights or just weights in general. But I was, dead left out. But I was thinking if I heard this tune, I would probably be like, the fuck? No. Orinoco Flow.
Who sings that?
Enya. Oh my God, really?
I was thinking of Sail Away.
Yes.
Sail Away. Is that the song?
Sail Away.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was called Sail Away.
No, it's called Orinoco Flow.
I'll give you some flow, girl.
Fucking hell, you young bitches.
I know. So, Sail Away. Yeah, I was just doing some bicep curls, guys. Yeah, yeah.
Some curls.
That's more of a yoga playlist than.
Yeah, maybe. Or I guess, I don't know if you guys, you're probably way too young for this, but out of Canada, there used to be an exercise show of, and it was always three women in a completely white room, and they just kind of had these really weird, like, mesmerizing looks on their faces. Like, imagine Teletubbies as humans, right?
Right.
And they would do these workouts, like, and one, and two, and pump, and pump. And my mom used to work out to these people all the time back in the 80s. Wow. So
we had an Australian equivalent of that called Aerobics Oz Style.
Yeah, right.
That was 6 a.m. on Channel 10 every morning.
Yes, so these people were early in the morning.
Yes, and I actually saw some YouTube footage of it, and I'm like, how was this on television? How was this? But then, like, you know, but you know, my mum used to watch aerobics old style and work out to it. Yeah. It's like, well, I've got to feed your children, so I can't afford to go to the gym, so I'm just going to do aerobics old style every morning.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Done.
Yeah.
Done.
And that was the thing. So Orinoco Flow by Enya. Amazing.
Love that. Yes. Sail away to Gracie Mack. All right, what's your flip, girl?
Well, I had to look up something, so I was like, I only listen to workout songs that I like. So I just Googled, like, you know, top workout songs. And I was like, oh, absolutely this one. It's called I Don't Care by Ed Sheeran featuring Justin Bieber.
It's got Justin Bieber, so it's already a flop.
What an awful pairing.
Apparently they're feuding anyway. They hate each other behind the scenes.
Wait, what? Yeah. So why did they do a song together?
No, that song's years old.
It's a while ago, yeah. But it's not good.
Yeah, no.
Good. Well, besides my original choice of push me and then don't push me so I can get my satisfaction. Hate that song. My flop that I've chosen, because it just reminds me of heterosexual culture in all the worst ways.
You resemble that, right?
Oh, but you're definitely queer adjacent.
Toxic.
Thanks.
Toxic heterosexual culture.
Okay. Yeah.
And I thought of it, and it's that song Flaunted by TV Rock featuring Shawnee B. Flaunt it. Check what your mama gave you.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't wait for that to be on the playlist.
Thank you, Josh.
Oh my goodness. And that's another week wrapped up.
There
so we hope that you've elevated those sweat levels, increased that BPM, decreased that BPM, a full stretch and a lunge. Good luck on your leg day, back day, and shoulders day.
Get it.
And don't forget to get physical.
Drink
3 liters of water a day.
Three liters of water.
All right. I have drunken water and vanilla Coke consistent, like, in between each other. And I actually had to go to the bathroom halfway through the podcast.
Yes,
so,
he did.
All right. Anyway, that's another week of us. Have a great time. And we will see you next time in the lab with Shuffology.
Bye.
Gollum has an unhealthy obsession about some bit of jewelry.
Doesn't even know this is what the precious is. Stupid therapist.
Green. Cookie Monster's a bit of a stress eater.
Cookie, cookie, cookie.
And homicidal robots really just want their best friend back.
I know I did and said things that she regrets, but why is that my problem?
But what all these monsters really need is therapy. The podcast Therapy for Monsters finally puts monsters in the therapy chair with a real therapist. Me, Tim, your friendly neighborhood therapist. If you'd like to learn a bit and laugh a bit, check out Therapy for Monsters on your favorite podcast app.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.